The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, The Best from the Best. In honor of the Essence Festival of Cultures 30th anniversary this summer, we checked in with your favorite New Orleans natives for the scoop on where to go and what to do in the Big Easy. New Orleans boasts a thriving nightlife, delicious culinary options, and a vibrancy that puts visitors in a state of bliss. NOLA is a welcoming destination. There's a seemingly endless supply of awesome places to eat, drink, party, shop, explore the city's history, and catch the overall good vibes for the more than half a million people who attend our annual Essence Festival of Culture. But where do natives and all those who call this city home go when they are in New Orleans? We tapped the tastemakers from New Orleans and surrounding areas for their expertise on the city's hottest destinations. Their suggestions didn't disappoint. Restaurants serving food that makes you want to slap your mama and grandmama, sleek hotels for a sexy rendezvous, and art galleries that educate and entertain. We have you covered. This specially curated list includes recommendations from seasoned actors, local influencers, Grammy-winning singers, New York Times best-selling authors, a reality television star, and a documentary filmmaker. We even checked in with one of our senior staffers and EFOC organizers for his top picks. Get ready to take notes, baby. Lucky day. You gotta go to the French Quarter and see Miss Doreen Ketchins play her beautiful clarinet throughout the streets. Music is such an important part of our culture, and you'll definitely be dancing the whole time. Wendell Pierce. Catch the Trim Brass Band wherever and whenever you can. They play all over town. They are the quintessential New Orleans brass band, led by incomparable Benny Jones Sr. This band has been honored by the National Endowment for the Arts with the National Heritage Fellowship. They literally are a national treasure, a ride on the New Orleans streetcars from Canal Street to City Park to visit the sculpture garden at the New Orleans Museum of Art is a quiet, romantic getaway. End the trip with beignets and coffee under the oaks. Cleo Wade, author and poet. Studio B is a New Orleans institution. It was founded by world-famous artist Brandon B. Mike Odoms. He is not only one of my favorite artists, but also the kindest person, creating incredible arts programs for kids in New Orleans through his foundation. To step inside Studio B is to walk into a different world that is black, beautiful, and excellent. You might even see one of my poems painted on the side of the building. Mark Morial, National Urban League President and CEO, and former New Orleans mayor. One of my favorite places in New Orleans is a Pont Chartrain Park. The neighborhood where I grew up, created in 1955, it offered black families an almost unheard of chance at the American dream. It is recognized on the National Register of Historic Places as a safe cradle for Black hope and prosperity. The New Orleans African American Museum of Art, established during my first term as mayor, is a tribute to the oldest and most prosperous community of free Black people in the United States. It is a celebration of everything that makes New Orleans unique. Lynn Whitfield. Back in the day, Dew Drop Inn was a hideaway late night music venue and hotel where Little Richard, Ray Charles, and many others performed. It has been restored and is once again a hotspot of great music and light bites steeped in modern Black culture. I love the pool and that it is Black owned. It's truly a respite in the middle of the city. The Royal Frenchman Hotel and Bar is a great stop when you're wandering down Frenchman Street from music venue to music venue. It has crafty cocktails and a great courtyard, and it's a cool venue where local musicians have residencies. I love catching Glenn David Andrews there. He's part of the famous music family, the Andrews, and he and Trombone Shorty are cousins. Leah Rachel Grimes, comedian and influencer. I'm not one who usually goes to museums for fun, unless it is Jam Nola. This museum is filled with a wide variety of authentic pictures, sculptures, and music. It is a great place for families, friends, or a girls' night. Let's get into NOLA nightlife. If you're looking for that beat, then Caesars is the club for you. This place has character for sure, with some good seasoned food. Come as you are, but be ready to get drunk, listen to some bounce music, and shake with the grown and sexy. Romeo Miller, actor and philanthropist. One thing about Louisiana that everyone can agree on is the summer heat. That NOLA air hit different. One of the best snowballs I've ever had is the Cheesecake Stuffed Snowball from Snow Law Snowballs. Not only are they open year-round, they are also staffed with the most friendly and down-to-earth employees. Not to mention, they're a Black-owned business. Ash Cultural Arts Center is a great spot to take in New Orleans culture with second line photos, Indian sweets, and brass band memorabilia from Rebirth Brass Band and other Grammy Award winning artists. The entire fam will enjoy this. Chantrell P. Lewis, documentary filmmaker and entrepreneur. If you want to learn about the rich history and Black past of New Orleans, holler at my boy Malik Bartholomew for a walking tour with No NOLA Tours. Malik knows everything there is to know about Black New Orleans. His tours are packed with fun facts about our brilliant and courageous ancestors who made New Orleans the city it is today. When you sign up for a tour with Malik, be sure to tell him that his girl Trail sent you. One of New Orleans' best kept secrets is Jamaican Restaurant 14 Parishes. Both its locations serve up Jamaican cuisine with a side of Southern hospitality. It's definitely a spot to hit up to eat, drink, and be merry with your people. If you go to the location in Algiers Point, where my mama's people are from, you can walk off your itis by taking a light stroll along the muddy Mississippi River's levee. Ambry, I always tell everyone you must go to Suri's Cafe and Juice Bar for shrimp and grits. It's the best in the city and probably the best you'll ever have. Rita Smith and Theodore Smith Sr., lifestyle influencer couple. The Roosevelt Hotel offers a perfect setting for a romantic evening with your partner, with immaculate rooms, a tranquil atmosphere, and sturdy beds ideal for role-playing. It's an enticing getaway. Black Tatted Entrepreneur. Treehouse is the place to be. It's a club that has a cool indoor and outdoor vibe with great music. This is where you can catch me dipping in my city and having a good old New Orleans time. One of my favorite spots to eat is Chapter 4. You can't come to NOLA and not enjoy some of their creamy red beans and rice, plus crispy fried fish. Everything on the menu is delicious. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Grace Gibson, musician. I love catching a Sunday night at Kermit's Trim Mother-in-Law Lounge. Kermit Ruffins is a true legend and amazing musician. His spot is so special. It is full of familiar faces and is one of the best places in the city to hear great live music and get a home-cooked plate of food that Kermit makes. Alicia Reed, PharmD, pharmacist and self-care expert. Sitting down for a bowl of gumbo at the Munch Factory takes me right back to visiting my grandmother as a child. It's all about the dark roux. The shrimp and grits are my favorite comfort food, perfectly seasoned and creamy. This restaurant overlooks the historic Joseph M. Bartholomew Senior Golf Course, which was named to honor the first African American inducted into the Greater New Orleans Sports Hall of Fame. Freedom Apothecary is a Black woman-owned holistic wellness brand in New Orleans. I love that their products are non-toxic. Don't hesitate to ask the staff about any of their products. They are very knowledgeable. In store, you will find journals, skincare, body care tools, and the softest t-shirts. This place is a true embodiment of you can help another woman glow and still be lit. Tariana Tank Ball, lead singer of Tank and the band Gas. Going to the Dragon's Den on a Thursday night to see a real bounce artist tear it down is definitely a must. Ha Sizzle will leave you sweaty and happy. Hakeem Holmes, EFOC Vice President. The food at New Orleans Food and Spirits is Chef Kiss and consistent. Run me the onion rings, voodoo crawfish rolls, a cup of crawfish corn soup, char-grilled oysters, and the Hawaiian salmon with a side of the crawfish pasta. Who would I be if I didn't shout out my people? Don Villavasso on the Bayou is a Black-owned premium cigar bar with good food, music, drink specials all week long, and customers who are like family. It's right off Esplanade. The owners know me by name. Clint Smith, Baldwin and Company is a Black-owned bookstore and coffee shop that has quickly become a central part of New Orleans' cultural and intellectual landscape. Stop in and get a latte and a signed copy of your favorite author's book. About an hour outside of New Orleans is a plantation that centers the lives and stories of enslaved people rather than enslavers. It is the Whitney Plantation, and immensely powerful place that addresses the history of slavery with honesty and portrays enslaved people with humanity. Savitri Wilson, entrepreneur. Restaurant Revolution is by far my favorite restaurant in the city for an upscale vibe with the best service. Ask for Deshaun or Janira and they'll take great care of you. Don't forget to get the crab beignets and lemon cello for dessert. If I am trying to grab a cute drink with my girlfriends, I head over to a new spot downtown called Jolie. They often have burlesque nights, which are really fun. Food influencer Chastity. To explore traditional Ethiopian cuisine while in New Orleans, Addis Nola is just the place. This quaint restaurant has a vibrant food and cocktail menu and a homey feel thanks to the staff. Once you step inside, the decor transports you to the motherland. Pro tip, explore other Black-owned shops nearby in walking distance, as Addis Nola is located on the historic Bayou Road, which is New Orleans' oldest road and a mecca for Black-owned businesses. When you touch down in the city, you might need to get those toes done or make sure your lashes are on fleek. I got you. Lab and Lounge is a one-stop shop for all your beauty needs, from hair to nails and even skincare. You're sure to feel pampered. Plus, the staff is warm and friendly. Aside from being a favorite among locals, their manicures have been featured on TV shows like Claws. The next article is titled Making the Magic, Five Movers and Shakers Who Helped Establish EFOC and Those Who Keep It Going and Growing Reveal Their Take on What Makes the Festival So Magical. Jermaine Basil, jazz vocalist. My memories are mostly related to activities at the convention center. I enjoyed forums and other culturally uplifting events. I especially liked browsing through the various clothing vendors. My one and only time performing there at the Essence Festival, I remember being surprised and flattered that I was asked. My performance was in a super lounge with all the big name performers that came from everywhere. It was not lost on me that I, as a local act, would be representing New Orleans. Takesha C. Davis, MD, MPH, Hospital CEO. On July 4th, 1996, my mama and Aunt Janice coerced me into attending Essence Festival because one of their friends flaked. I had just graduated from Xavier and had no interest in hanging with the old people, but it was free, so why not? What I thought was going to be a snooze fest turned into one of the best nights of music I ever experienced. I got to see Stevie Wonder performed for over 2 hours. I was officially inducted into the Grown and Sexy Club and have never missed an Essence Fest since. Ed Lewis, Essence co-founder. I saw Frankie Beverly open for Toni Braxton during a concert at Madison Square Garden, and he was phenomenal. They put on an amazing show for 18,000 people. My colleagues at Essence weren't familiar with Frankie Beverly and Maze. After seeing that performance at the Garden, I knew we had to get them for the festival. And they ended up closing our festival over 15 years. The festival is a party with a purpose. I'm most proud of that. LaToya Cantrell, Mayor of New Orleans. One of the milestone moments of my Essence Festival experience is Richelle Dennis Leaning In and Stepping Up to Purchase Essence magazine. Through his efforts, the iconic legacy of the Essence brand continues to show love and inspiration around the world. Asali Devon, Ecclesiast, Business Executive. I was blessed with many extraordinary festival moments. I served as the handler for then presidential candidate Barack Obama as he made his case to the Essence crowd. Beyonce told me I was beautiful with my baby bump, but my most sacred moment each year was watching Maze at the end of the night from the rafters of the dome. Amid an ocean of blackness draped in white, moving in waves of swag and synchronization, Frankie's voice electrifying the air. It makes me forever know we are one. The next article is titled Resume Rundown. Rob 49. The 25-year-old credits his NOLA background for the hype surrounding his music. New Orleans native Rob 49 always had a southern flavor that helped him stand out as a musician. What started as playful fun in the studio with his friends during the pandemic blossomed into a greater gift, leading him to rap. And now his music has infiltrated a new era of his hometown's culture. We caught up with the rapper to discuss his upcoming collaboration with Lil Wayne and get his tips on entering the industry. Essence asked the question, what was your first job and what skills did you learn there that have guided your career? Rob 49 responded, I worked at Subway and knew I didn't want to work another job, so I knew I needed to work hard at music. Essence asked another question, when did you know you wanted to become an artist? Rob 49 responded, when I was in college, I saw someone writing to my music, but I hadn't officially dropped yet. So it must have been getting sent out to people. I was like, wow, people like this? So I kept going. Essence asked, you recently collaborated with fellow NOLO veteran Lil Wayne. How was that moment getting to work with him, and how does he continue to inspire your artistry? Rob 49 responded, I remember everything. I was in DC and woke up to the song we made, and I did not believe I had a song with Wayne. I couldn't believe it, and I was excited. It was lit being on the set. I was like, this is really Lil Wayne. As far as inspiring me, he's a good rapper, so he makes me better. Essence asked, how do you continue to stay inspired and what creative space would you say you're in for this year? Rob 49 responded, wanting to get better inspires me because I hadn't been making music, but now I've started. I have so many songs done and am about to turn my mixtape in. I'm here to offset everything everybody has going on. I'm not just trying to go with the flow. I want to do some different things. Essence asked the question, with social media ever present, do you feel like there is added pressure on artists coming up in the digital age? Rob 49 said, lately, I've been thinking you just need to do you. Some people will like it and some people won't. And I will just do what I want and feel inspired to do. Essence asked the question, what advice would you give aspiring Gen Z artists, specifically those from New Orleans, looking to break into the music industry? Rob 49 said, keep being you. I looked at a lot of people's success stories and put that into what I was doing. So Gen Z artists should continue to do that 2. The next article is titled NOLO on Our Minds. As we head to the Big Easy for the 30th edition of the original Party with a Purpose, here's what some members of Team Essence are looking forward to. The annual family reunion that is EFOC is a sacred space filled with fun, laughter, hugs, and dancing. Can't wait for the concerts. I know we're pulling out the legends. Miss Love, Director Sales Activations. My family is from New Orleans, and going to Essence Fest has become our tradition. I attended my first EFOC concert at 13 years old, and I've made it a point to be there for July 4th weekend every year since then. It's a time to celebrate Essence and connect with my family and culture. Sophia Little, Senior Designer. I cannot wait to go shopping for my white outfit at the SoCo Market at the Convention Center. Sunday night at the Superdome is going to be a vibe. Stephanie, VP, Branded Content and Video. I am grateful that my first time in NOLA will be with Essence, moderating panels for EFOC. I am excited about the food, the music, bonding with my coworkers, and making younger me proud. Akili King, Senior Beauty Editor. I am looking forward to meeting new people, going to new restaurants, and having new adventures. Julian Dennis, HR Finance Assistant. I am excited about the EFOC performances and mingling with our people. I also can't wait to try crawfish for the first time. I hear they're bomb in NOLA. Yasmin Ramos, Supervising Video Producer. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com, titled, Senior Citizens Are Catching Heck Economically Despite Inflation Dropping, Receiving Social Security Benefits. Inflation rates are decreasing, but the cost of living for Social Security recipients continues to rise. The Senior Citizens League reports that nearly half of Social Security recipients continue to rely on monthly checks to survive. About 50% of senior households depend on Social Security as the difference between staying out of poverty, said Alex Moore, Senior Citizens League Social Security and Medicare statistician. A 2021 report conducted by the Social Security Administration, SSA, reveals that 33% of Black and Hispanic people make up the amount of adults over age 62 who currently rely on Social Security due to lack of other income during their retirement years. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.